95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Look at this, at your weather.
I know.
Look at your weather.
Beautiful, man. Look at that definition, the clouds, the
sky. I do love the way the clouds look.
Yeah, just so pregnant with rain or whatever.
I can use a smidge of sunshine.
Yeah, screw
just,
that.
Just cut through.
Plenty of that.
Just for a couple
like
minutes.
Those. Yeah, the rays.
Right.
They were shining on one of the buildings out there in Burbank.
Nice.
We're up here on the 57th floor or whatever and can see the entire valley. And,
yeah, it's quite nice.
Yeah, it was really kind of cool,
yeah.
I have to admit. I was hoping it would catch fire, you know, because the beam was right into this window.
You wanted it to catch fire?
Yeah, I wanted to see if it would catch fire like a
what the hell's
like
wrong
ant.
With you?
Oh, the list is endless.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
There's a talking Christmas tree in a mall in Nova Scotia.
I will kill you all.
It looks like that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Like it's a scary looking talking Christmas
awesome.
Tree.
Awesome. That rules. I love
which
it.
Which apparently has been gone for 15 years and then they brought it back.
Where was it all those years?
I don't know.
What was it doing and
I
eating?
Don't have that
That's
answer.
Frightening. That's awesome.
There are 40 camels that have been disqualified from the beauty pageant in Saudi Arabia.
Every camel is beautiful.
No, these got Botox.
For
the camel beauty.
Humps.
Nope, to get bigger lips.
Oh, lips. All right.
Also, they said there were gel implants.
You don't spit enough.
Yeah. Where would those go?
Who?
On a camel. Where are you putting the implant? What part of the camel needs to be?
And why?
And why? And why do we put gel implants in? It's time. It's that time of year for work Christmas parties.
Oh God,
those are always the best.
Oh my God, yeah, we got our memo here.
Actually. Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't see it either. I don't know when it is.
Wow.
I have no idea. Yeah, so be sure to be there. I'll see you there, buddy.
This has nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
because I don't know what Christmas parties are like here.
Well, maybe
the other place.
Yeah.
A lot of disasters.
Oh, man, let's talk about the boat. The time they took us out on a boat and wouldn't let us off. That was fun. Oh, my God.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And also, your kids' imaginary friends.
Ah.
Especially if they're scary.
Did you have one, an imaginary friend?
I did not.
Mm.
No.
I used to just change my name a lot. Still do.
Just change your name a lot.
Yeah, I would just like pretend to be someone else. So I didn't really have, I didn't invent
That's
someone
sad.
With me. But there would be like, I'm not that person
so
anymore.
So you couldn't still be you?
Well, it's every time we left the state. I mean, yeah, no, I couldn't. Yes, what?
I see. You were wanted by the authorities.
No, yeah, so.
And this hour, the high-low game is worth $1,500.
Damn.
That's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
He poked me with a stick, pushed me off a cliff.
I don't remember that part being in the song.
That's the original lyrics.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's a mall in Canada that attracts people with a talking Christmas tree.
Now, this thing is massive. You showed me this picture, and the first thing I thought, that's frightening.
It is a 56-foot tree on display in the Micmac Mall in Nova Scotia, Canada. The highlight of this tree is that it comes with a, quote, clown's face attached to it, and it talks to people in the mall.
Yeah! That is not a clown's face, which would be bad enough.
So a little kid will walk up, and the parent will go, say hi.
Hello!
And look right at him, right?
I'm going to eat you.
Yeah!
And the kid starts crying and running away.
Delicious little snack.
Here's the report.
It's a talking Christmas tree that's being talked about.
All right, rewind.
Oh my gosh, I've been missing her.
This was sent to me from Kirk on Twitter.
Oh, Kirk. Kirk
and
rules.
He said,
Captain Coik.
All it says is, this is your favorite correspondent.
Then he's right. All right, here she is again.
It's a talking Christmas tree that's being talked about.
I'm so glad to be back home.
I'm glad to be back home.
Talked about by everyone from little kids.
I never talked to one before.
Yeah, don't start now, kid.
To Jimmy Fallon.
Now we know what the Christmas episode of Squid Game will look like.
All right, hey, a decent job
that's
from
pretty
him.
Good. That's pretty good.
How about that? Yeah. She, this is her reporting. What she does is she sees the tree, and then she goes on Twitter, and she goes, what
tree.
Are people saying?
Yeah.
One guy says, another guy says, that's your whole report. She doesn't talk to interview anyone. She just reads off Twitter.
So she works as hard as we do.
Yeah.
After a 15-year hiatus, Woody the Talking Tree is back at the Micmac Mall in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Woody, for crying
out. Woody is the name of the tree.
You know, you said it has a clown face, but it's a doll face.
It's kind of a doll clown.
Yeah, 1920s. And what is that? If it's 57 feet tall, then that clown face itself must be...
Probably 20?
Yeah.
25?
It's huge.
Feet tall.
And it looks like one of those dolls you see in an abandoned building that's been laying there.
It really does.
And it talks!
And a lot of the eyelashes are all mashed together. It only has like 3 or 4 eyelashes.
Because it's been hiding for 15 years.
Right, because the mall came under new management. So the management was like, let's take that out
Get
of this mall.
Get thing out of here.
Now people who grew up with it are like, oh, this is so great. It's great. It's so
even
great.
Scarier than
let's
I
bring
remember.
Our kid and scare him to death so this tree can talk to them.
Oh, my God.
Also, its left eye is closed. So they had to take a long pole
and push
the eye open.
What, Graham? What are they doing to the tree, Mommy?
Why are they putting that in the tree's eye?
Poke the eyes out, quick!
Depicted as the Nightmare Before Christmas by one cartoonist.
That's right.
Kill it with fire, someone tweeted.
That's a good read there. That's a good read.
Kill it with fire. Kill it with fire.
Another person tweeted.
I know.
Come on.
Jenny.
What are you doing?
Come on.
But others see Woody as Tammy Faye reincarnated.
What the hell?
Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
Used to be a televangelist with the eyes.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Nope, that doesn't make sense.
No.
There's something about kids talking to Woody reminiscent of Dorothy talking to the Wizard of Oz.
Nope.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz.
That must be in public domain now. So she's.
I would think so, yeah. So she just grabbed it and made it
part. The manager says
Woody was in the North Pole.
Actually, the mall changed management. Now Woody is inspiring kitty sketches, embroidery, tree ornaments, even fingernail art.
I bet some of them are having to go to their therapist, too, because that thing is
terrifying. It's terrifying,
Did you retweet this at Kevin and Sluggo?
I will at Kevin and Sluggo in just a second, 56-foot tree with a clown face in Nova Scotia talking to kids.
And if you can, if you're a filmmaker, here is your chance.
Correct.
Bring that thing to life and eat people. It would be awesome. I feel like we should have a little song, like Stu should whip up a little, and now story time with Kevin.
Hmm.
You have a story for us, right?
I do.
I love your stories.
It's kind of a weird story.
Yeah.
You know how everybody started working at home because of the pandemic?
Mm-hmm, which I loved. I loved doing that.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, you're a guy who just would love to stay at home all day, every day anyway.
Yep. Get up every 20 minutes and smoke and come back and do some more work. Get out, smoke.
When I was talking to Keith here, I said I'd like to come in because it's important for timing and whatnot. And
to do this radio thing needs to be in person.
So I didn't want to be at home.
No. I never did the radio mic in my face thing at home.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
You can't do that. Yeah.
Well, a German court has ruled there's a man that was working from home, and his bedroom was one floor above his office.
Okay.
So there's a spiral staircase that goes down to his office.
Right.
So the guy got out of bed and took the spiral staircase and slipped and broke his back.
Okay. Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
And a German court has ruled that he can claim workplace accident insurance as he was technically commuting.
That's interesting. I mean, kind of remember when all of this started and everybody was trying to figure out how it's going to work. And that's the sort of thing people ask.
Right.
Yeah.
What if I get hurt?
Yes.
I didn't even think of getting hurt, getting out of bed and going to your computer.
Right.
How's that possible?
It's a dangerous world out there.
It really is. But in Germany, they decided that can be like workman's comp.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
I mean, people cheat the system now. Before.
Yeah, right.
Now that they can do it at home. Yeah. I fell. The staircase. Sure.
Yeah, it was Debbie in accounting's fault. I don't know how. I think she has a voodoo doll or something.
But that's
Really weird.
I wonder if that's going to become a thing.
I wonder
if people here in Southern California, when they walk from their bedroom to their computer,
hell of a commute.
I don't know a lot of people that get hurt on that commute.
I usually make it safe, mostly.
I would think so.
Yeah, check in a couple times on the way. I'm still okay.
This is a thing. Okay. I mean, people are working from home so much.
Yeah.
I really wonder if this is like a precedent setting thing. He slipped a few meters from his bed.
Now I want to see like if there's like, you know, you get in trouble with HR at home. Like, how would you do that still? You know, you say something to the milkman when he shows up and then...
And then he's angry because you're at your business?
Yes, exactly. So the milkman complains to your company and says they were... Because if you did it here, when you delivered something, like if a milkman shows up here,
right,
then they could go after KLOS, right?
Sure. Yeah, because it's a business. So you're saying if they came to the guy's home office...
Front door, yeah.
And it was 1920, then there would be a milkman.
Right. And he's hot. You're not going to just let him walk away. You're like, hey. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? You got some milk?
Yeah, baby.
And go.
Aaron Jones is who that is. Supercharged. You love that song.
I do. That's great, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Love that.
95.5 KLOS. We've been kind of riding with that guy since he got started up in Seattle, and he just tweeted this an hour ago. What a crazy ride. I am now officially the third most played artist in mainstream rock radio for the year. Yeah, he's just behind the Foo Fighters and whatever.
That's fantastic. Yeah, deserved, too.
Exactly, right? Good stuff from Aaron Jones. That is Supercharged.
Time for the KLOS high-low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,500.
Yeah.
It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 67, and it was too low.
67, too low. Make yourself caller 13. You're going to go see the Fighters Foo. August 18th and 20th, they're playing at the Bank of California Stadium. Those tickets on sale right now via Ticketmaster.com, but definitely be caller 13. You win those tickets, then get to play our precious little game.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
Time for the high-low game, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Kathy Laura.
Kathy?
Yes.
You are caller 13.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nicely done. Time for the KLOS high-low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Worth $1,500. And just for being caller 13, you already won tickets to see Foo Fighters. When they come to Bank of California Stadium in August.
Now, $1,500, think how many more tickets you could buy to that show.
Right?
Take all your friends. Make it a party.
Party bus.
All right. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For $1,500, it's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 67, and it was too low.
I'm going to say 74.
Too damn.
Are you high?
Are you high?
You are high as a...
Too high.
Kathy, that sucks, and I hate it, and I can't stand it, and I'm going to go break some windows.
Oh, no, it's okay. She got Foo Fighter tickets.
Oh, that's right. There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Foo Fighter tickets. Congrats.
Consolation prize. Thank you so much.
I don't know. I was trying to hit the last note, and
you
I couldn't
were not
find
close.
It. Nope.
Not close.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Here's the headline. Camel beauty contest rocked by Botox scandal.
That's a lot to
Where do we start?
Sift through. Yeah, so these actual camels?
There's a camel beauty contest.
Where
That's
is
a
this?
Thing.
In Egypt?
In Saudi Arabia.
Oh, all right.
It's the popular King Abdulaziz Camel Festival.
Oh, that dude rocks, man. He knows how to party.
Invites the breeders of most of the most beautiful camels to compete for, and this is how you know they have too much money. The hottest camel, I guess you would
call it.
Most beautiful camel. There are $66 million in prize
money. Wow.
$66 million.
Wow. Well, you know, that's insane. So this is sort of like their Thanksgiving Day dog show. We all get
around and watch
the cute little puppies, and they're staring at camels.
Yes.
But wait, so what went wrong with this?
They do Botox injections. This is how they cheat. They do facelifts.
Is there anything where people don't cheat?
When there's $66 million at stake?
Well,
I don't
true.
Think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. $66 and people will cheat.
They have cosmetic alterations to make the camels more attractive.
I don't want to know.
There are jurors.
It says jurors.
So there has to be like a group of people who get to...
And man, do they know camels.
Judge how hot the camels
and
are.
And how. Well, and I don't want to... You know how they always kind of feel all their various body parts.
Well,
you know,
jurors decide the winner based on the shape of the camel's heads, necks, humps, dress, and posture.
Posture. It's a camel.
Now they have specialized in advanced technology to detect tampering.
Ah.
This year, they found dozens of breeders who had stretched out the lips and noses of camels, using hormones to boost the beast's muscles, injected camels' heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger, and inflated body parts with rubber bands, and they use fillers to relax their faces.
You know, camels are not very patient creatures generally. I mean, they got to be going, what the hell are you doing?
Also, they're not hot.
Yeah, you can't make camels them look better. Why would adding more camel make that camel more attractive?
Well, here's what I thought when I saw this story. I thought, you know, we need a correspondent.
You know, yes.
I remembered when the Dodgers were in the playoffs, we had Manny Ramirez, who was our baseball correspondent.
He had a lot of insight.
So I asked him to check into this story.
Yes.
And Manny joins us now on the show as our correspondent, nice. Our news correspondent.
Manny, welcome to it.
All right. Manny Ramirez, love camel.
You love camels. Okay, good. So this is perfect.
All right.
Manny
Ramirez, love camel so much. Manny Ramirez. In Saudi Arabia right now.
Oh.
I'm part of the jury to judge camel contest.
Wow.
Who has pretty camel? And Manny Ramirez helped decide.
How did you get to be on the jury to decide
Saudi Arabia?
Who has the hottest camel?
Yeah.
Well, they like to inject camels with a lot of things. Make muscle bigger. Make them look different. Mm-hmm. Manny Ramirez is an expert in doing that. Been doing that my whole career. They call up me. They call up Sylvester Stallone. They call up Mark McGuire. They call up all of the stars.
Barry Bonds.
Tammy Faye.
There was me, Rafael Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa. They're like, hey, you guys want to come? You guys want to come to Saudi Arabia and pump up our camels full of crazy chemicals and make them look different? Because we know you guys are expert at doing it. So we come here. Manny Ramirez, like very much. Manny Ramirez used to come to Saudi Arabia with Steven Seagal. He loved camel milk. Delicious. Yum, yum.
Now, wait. You said you're a juror, but you're also there to help inject the camels?
That's right. Manny Ramirez understand that might be what they call conflict of interest. But you know what, Kevin?
What?
King Abdul Aziz, they're not much for the rules. They have like $500 billion, so they don't really care.
That is true.
They do whatever the heck they want. That's what I've noticed about Saudi Arabian princes. They pretty much do whatever the heck they want.
That is a fact.
Now, how many jurors are there so that they can help you pick the hottest camel?
12.
I was going to say 12 angry camel lovers.
12 angry jurors. 12 angry men. You know, in Saudi Arabia, there's no women. No. 12 angry men.
Yeah. I mean, I would have guessed they're angry if there's no women around. They start getting really angry, and then they only have camels that's to right. stare at. I mean, that's a mixture of hell.
You know what they call? They call the contest?
What?
It's hump day every day. There was a little camel. He was smaller than the rest of the camel. You know what they call him?
What?
Camel Light.
Camel Light. I can smoke that.
Get it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
Manny
we got
Ramirez put a saltine cracker on his testicles.
What?
Yeah, he's a nutcracker. It's Christmas time. Hooray.
Well, thank you for your insight into this story, Manny. And I believe we need to come to you for other
stories. Rolling in cash, so we're going to start sending you all over the planet, if that's okay with you.
Hey, listen, Mark and Brian, I always love talking to you. You are, guys, the best and my favorite. All right.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Paul Moyer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
These are facts.
It's kind of the time of year when they start planning Christmas birthday parties, isn't it?
You mean Christmas parties?
Christmas parties.
No, birthday parties. Yeah, because we got free cake yesterday.
What I meant was work Christmas parties.
Yeah, that's at the time you're like, oh, I can't come into work that day. Oh, I'm having eye trouble. I can't see coming in.
I don't know that everyone has had the bad experiences that we have.
Maybe not.
At the other place? It was terrible.
Nobody at the other place wanted to go to any of those Christmas parties.
No, ever. Because they were terrible.
Yes, and they got progressively worse each year. I mean, it was amazing.
Do you remember the Joan Rivers impersonator?
Oh, that was awful.
Yep.
having a go at people, but it wasn't funny at
but
all.
But somebody, like, gave her information yes. about people, and so she was making fun of an alcoholic?
Yeah, and all sorts of fun
who
stuff.
Who ran from the room?
One
it
time
was
they
not pleasant.
Took us out on a boat in the, what, the Long Beach Harbor or something? And
yes.
We were out there for 3.5 hours or something. We were like, take us back!
It was about, you see, you would have been proud of me, because I went up to the front of the boat, and I said, hey, yes. how long is this scheduled for? And they said, till somebody from that station tells me to go back. And I was like, go back. From that station? Let's go back.
Yes.
They said, okay. And they actually
Thank
turned
you.
Around.
Thank you You're so welcome. Much for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Also, my former partner Bean's wife and I, Donna and I, ordered a pizza to one party.
Oh, my God. That was brilliant.
Because
yeah,
it was like a coffee cup, and I don't know, it was a lobster or something, but it had its little claws and its eyes looking at us. And I was like,
This fancy hotel restaurant or whatever.
Yes.
And all of a sudden,
it was supposed to look like a fancy hotel right. restaurant, but it kind of wasn't.
It wasn't. And
it
all
was
of a
like
sudden,
second rate.
Dude comes breaking in with a bunch of pizzas. For all of us.
Yes.
We're like, woo! Yeah! So screw these things staring at us.
So work Christmas parties is what the topic is. Yours went well? Or not? Because a lot of people also don't know how to control themselves. So this is a social situation where you can drink with coworkers, and that doesn't always go well.
Yeah, but you know, if you really do like them, we would like to hear about that. What's that like? You would think that the radio station parties would be a blast, but
yeah, but they never let the party who throw they never let the people who throw the parties and the concerts handle the
right.
Christmas party. It's
Which
always someone else.
Would have been amazing if that had been
agreed.
The case.
Yes,
yeah,
but it's always somebody else, and it's never good. And we started dreading this time of year. We would dread the email.
Oh, my God. Big time.
Which you said we got here.
I think I deleted it. I don't know.
No, good.
I'm battle bruised. I can't.
I mean, maybe they're fun here.
Yeah, maybe. Could be. We don't know yet. We'll find out. I mean, at least I know it's not on a freaking boat.
Yeah. Or at work at noon, by the way. Also, those parties suck.
That's the one they're doing.
Oh, no.
No, that's a good idea, don't you think?
Wait, that's a great idea.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Wait, really?
I can't wait. Is the radio station on in the hallway? Turn it off.
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
really?
Know. Well, so anyways. Yeah, so you
work,
have,
at work at noon?
I think so.
Oh, no. I wish I was going to be here that day. 818-955-KLOS.
Tell us about your work Christmas parties, good or bad.
We're talking about work Christmas parties. You have one?
Oh, hi. So my Christmas party it was my wife's. She had just gotten the job and won like a raffle for like a suite.
Okay, good.
Like for an awesome, you know, it was in the Balboa Peninsula in Newport Beach.
Nice. Okay.
And so she invited me. I met up with her and we got down in the hotel room and did not open up the back door that led out to the balcony that leads over. The balcony that looks over like Baja Sharkies in the district.
Right.
That's right there. And the following Monday, she got fired from that job.
Because
whole Christmas party. Experience.
Wait, because why?
Probably because her boss had a hotel that shared a wall with ours.
And he was jealous.
You left that part out.
We are convinced that is why she lost her job.
Wow, that's pretty bogus.
That is really a great time to get fired as well.
Well, at least you had a good night.
Yeah, we had a great night. And then the following week was like, great. I'm gonna find a new job in the new year when nobody's hiring.
818-955-KLOS, your party at work.
Work Christmas party.
Went astray.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's that time of year, time for Christmas parties that are thrown by your work.
Yeah, this is one of those, like, you can't say, I don't want to go to that. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's pretty much the case.
Pretty much the case.
You had a good story?
They gave us a warning before the Christmas party. They said, make sure to be on your best behavior. So our Christmas party, of course, was all the corporate heads flown in from all over the country. It was held at the Hard Rock Cafe, and it was basically open bar.
Best behavior
and open bar don't go together.
No, those do not go together.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I myself blacked out, drove my car over the barrier of the road, blew out all four tires.
Whoa!
Is that your best behavior, sir?
Ended up having to leave the car on the side of the road and coming back to get it the next day. All the windows were smashed out. The battery was gone.
Wow.
But they left the bag of weed on the console in the middle of...
That is considerate.
Those are the lamest thieves ever, but good on them. Hey, so suddenly it's a good Christmas. It's a Christmas miracle. Dude, thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
To you as well. Work Christmas holidays. Parties. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I worked at... You worked at K-Rock. Well, I worked at KNX. You know what we got?
What?
The GM of our station made the salespeople pay for the Christmas party.
Whoa! What? That's weak.
KNX bringing in millions of dollars of profit, and they made us pay for the party.
Wow.
We're like, wait a minute. You guys are making all the money, and you're making us pay for the party?
They made you pay for their party.
Wow.
Yep. And we had to pay for the party for the whole entire staff at KNX.
Well, let's call them over there now and see if they're doing that now that they're on FM.
Wow.
See if that's their plan.
That's craziness.
Frequency modulation.
That was KNX philosophy. Salespeople have to pay.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
All right, right on. Thanks for calling. And Merry Christmas.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad I got on the air. So I used to work at Atlantic Records in New York City. And we had the best Christmas parties because all the record labels would get together for the Warner Music Group Christmas party.
Nice.
And they would rent a really big location like Roseland Ballroom or, you know, Chelsea Piers.
Right.
And they would invite the artists to come.
Oh, wow. And the artists are like, well, I guess I don't have a choice. It's the label, but I have to come to the party.
Well, you know, free drinks.
Sure.
Free food.
Perform, you monkey. Perform.
Really good DJ, you know.
Ugh, DJs, they're the worst.
But the music was good, and, you know, I was right out of college, so I was in my early 20s. Nice.
In New York City, Noah.
So you loved it.
Yeah, so you had good times.
I had the best time. It was my favorite day out of the year.
Wow.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time. That's how it's supposed to be in
that's
the music
business.
That's
how it's
business.
Supposed to be for everyone.
That's true, yeah.
That should be everyone's story.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, at least for a while. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
818-955-KLOS. Christmas parties at work. Good or bad?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're taking calls about good and bad work Christmas parties. You have one?
So I used to work for, I don't know if I can say the name, but an adult entertainment company. They kind of smell like peppermint, if that gets you somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, right. So I used to be a manager there. And they threw the best parties of them all.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they should be the best.
Oh, yeah. They would rent out like an entire nightclub. We went to the Mayan one time. The entire place was set out for us. Drinks, girls.
That's awesome.
All the clubs were invited from all over the United States. It was... And then we would all the guys, you know, all the managers and all the nightclub guys, we'd all rent out a floor at like the Bonaventure or wherever the clubs were. And just own the place. It was amazing.
That's what you would expect from that kind of venue.
Right.
Now, does it surprise you to hear that a radio station had the crappiest Christmas parties ever, man?
No, I believe it.
Yeah.
I hear you. I listen to you guys all day long, and I believe everything you're saying.
Thank you.
It's not supposed to be that way.
No, it is not.
But dude, that's awesome.
No, it's a time for giving.
Correct. Exactly.
Correct.
Dude, thank you for calling,
all right,
man.
Guys, keep rocking on. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling the holiday party.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good or bad for you?
You guys are old enough to remember Malibu Grand Prix. Does that ring a bell with you guys?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so I worked there as a kid. One year we had a holiday party there. And to this day, I'm still amazed that no one got maimed or killed. So, I mean, it was absolutely insane. We turned the lights off and raced on the track backwards.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty great.
That rules.
And then towards the end of the night, because no one had died, we decided to take the cars across the street to the old Northridge Mall, where it had those big pillars.
Yeah.
Yep.
Underground. So we did slalom racing in between the pillars.
Wow.
11:30, 12 o'clock at night, doing 70 miles an hour. Yeah. It was amazing.
That is a Christmas party.
I'm only happy that I didn't get the opportunity to join that party because I might be dead.
Yeah, we wouldn't have Kevin with us anymore.
It's possible.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed no one got hurt, but man, it certainly burned in my memory for the rest of my life.
Dude, that is phenomenal. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Well, good. There's some good Christmas parties out there.
And people who are businesses, think about that.
Yeah!
Throw that party.
We need a good party this year.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about imaginary friends.
Imaginary friends.
Yes.
Did you have one when you were a kid?
I will now. No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, I didn't either. I knew people.
And my kids
who
didn't have an imaginary friend that I know of, although once.
Yeah,
I
you
was,
have a weird story. Tell us this story. I love it.
Once I was putting one of my daughters to bed, and she looked over in the corner. It was dark. She looked over in the corner by the closet, and she said, "Dad, who's that?"
Woo! Damn.
And I thought, either she's crazy or I'm crazy, because I don't see anyone.
Well, now, hold on. There's no way you thought that maybe there was something there that she saw. She's either crazy or...
She's crazy if she sees someone, right. Or I'm crazy for not seeing them.
Right.
I don't know. I was flummoxed. I was like, who? Where? What do you
see?
You were
whatted?
Flummoxed.
Woo, what? That's a good word. I don't know that word at all. That's awesome. Wow, that is frightening. Were there chills? Did you freak
yes.
out? What did you do?
I was freaked out for a second, yes.
Yeah.
But that's not, like, here's a story where a friend told me that she once had a moment of sheer terror in her driveway. Her three kids were sitting in the back seat of the car, and she was backing up.
Okay.
And she was looking behind her to make sure there was nothing there.
Right.
And one of her kids yelled, "Stop!" And so she hit the brakes as hard as she could. And she's like, "What?" And the kid said, "You almost ran over Boopsie."
Who the hell's Boopsie?
Her imaginary friend.
Give mom a heart attack.
It's her daughter's invisible friend.
It's a real popper. Wow, that's
crazy is that?
Funky.
Children kids. Vividly experience interactions with their invisible friends, but they almost always know that the friends aren't real.
Oh, really?
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
They did a study, a transcript of interviewing 86 children. They found 77% of these children said yes when asked if they had an imaginary friend.
Whoa.
And then 40% of them just offered up during the interview that they knew it wasn't real. It's not real.
Oh, okay. Now, I wonder why they did that. It's like maybe parents and adults saying...
Maybe adults are scared
of... You know they're not there.
Right. I mean, how do you not?
Yeah, you know, Terry didn't break that window, your imaginary friend. We know that was you. I guess that's my... I'm reliving my life now.
Yeah, same. That's my life as well. So your kid had an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
It was either great...
Yeah.
Or scary.
And do they still have
great or scary?
Friends?
Yes. How old?
Right? How long did it go? I wonder what the average age is. I would guess...
It says the average age in this study was between 4 and 7.
Yeah, okay.
Even
younger than I
would have
thought. But that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
So you had your kid had an imaginary friend.
Or you did.
Or you did when you were a little kid.
And what were they like? How much could you see them? How much did you picture them? How much did you even want to believe it? All that stuff. I want to know. I'm curious.
Is the hospital that you're in allowing you to make phone calls?
818-955-KLOS. I got to say, can you imagine this guy's imaginary friend?
Hi, I'm Ozzy Osbourne. And you're listening to 955-KLOS.
You had an imaginary friend, or your kid did?
My kid did.
Okay.
So when he was about a year and a half, he started talking to his imaginary friend, Penguin.
A year and a half?
He was a year and a half, yes. Well, talking and communicating. But then when he was around just past two years old, let's say two.
Right.
He went to SeaWorld. And he said he left his, it was time for his imaginary friend Penguin to be with his family and left him there.
Oh, that's nice.
What a mature kid.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, that's a great brag right there.
Yeah, Good work. Very solid.
Nice work.
I love that. Right on. Thanks for calling. Imaginary penguin friend.
Right?
I like that. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is me. Are we reaching?
We are reaching.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good. Imaginary friend?
Tell me you had one.
Yeah, please.
We're all imaginary people.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
What if someone's imagining us? How boring they are. Right?
They need to... I'm not boring.
All right, except for you. All right, imaginary friends, 818-955-KLOS. Have ye one? Did you have one?
You had an imaginary friend, or your kid did?
Hi, my name's Mark, and I'm in the gym, and I wanted to talk to you about the imaginary friend.
Yes.
I don't have one, but there's an amazing movie about one. It's a comedy, and it's called Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred.
My wife loves that movie.
Right, and it has Phoebe Cates and Tim Matheson.
She rules. Love her. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So hot. Well, when you brought up the, when you brought it up, that was like the perfect.
Sure, it popped into your head. I knew it's funny you would say that because I was trying to remember the name of that movie and I couldn't think of it. So thanks, man.
Oh, cool.
Right on.
All right, listen, I love the music you're playing and thanks a lot, you guys.
Right on.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I had an imaginary friend.
Yes,
please.
I really did.
How old were you when they first appeared?
I was 3, and I had him until I was like 6, going on 7.
What was his name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Why do you think it was a boy?
I don't know. So when I was 3, we moved away from where I had lived previously, and my next door neighbor had been a little boy that I was friends with.
All right.
So I think when we moved, there were no children where we moved to, and I missed having a friend. And
I can see doing
that. Well,
that
makes that makes perfect sense.
That totally makes sense. Yeah. So what made Jimmy go away finally?
I think school.
All right.
I made friends in school. I started going to school, and then.
So you just filled in the blanks with an imaginary friend, and then when you got real friends, gone. Jimmy,
there
gone.
There goes Jim's. Hit the road, James.
I remember somebody asking me, like, where Jimmy was, and I said he went away to school.
Oh, that's nice. I love that. That's awesome. Very interesting. Did you know what he looked like? Did you have him pictured in your head?
Oh, yeah. He was, like totally visible to me.
Right.
Did he talk to you?
I think my mother was really worried.
And did he talk to you?
Did you hear him talk?
Yeah, I could hear him talk.
Oh, your mom should be worried.
He had his own roller skates, and we would go roller skating together, and it was a very rich, like, imaginary life that I was leading.
Are you a creative person now? Do you write, or do you come up with characters that don't exist, or anything like that?
Yeah, I do all kinds of dumb creative things.
There you go. So it was in you from the beginning, as it were.
Yeah, that's always
a rude way to speak of Jimmy, but whatever.
Peace out, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that hurt.
You didn't tell me we were on 95.5 KLOS, so the California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo and the KLOS high low game.
Yeah, let's play that in a matter of minutes.
In a few minutes is worth $1,600.
And the Fighters food tickets will be yours if you're caller 13 to play our precious little game. The last guess was 74, and that was high. So you know what to do very soon.
Very soon. Not right.
Not now.
This second, because we're taking calls about you had an imaginary friend or your kids did.
Actually, my dad has one.
Your dad has one.
Yes, and he's always had one. It's Fred. He lives under the refrigerator.
He lives where? Under the refrigerator?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not much space there.
He's very small, Fred?
Yeah.
So, Fred.
He follows him around everywhere he moves to, so.
Does that scare you a little?
No.
It should.
Does he know Fred doesn't exist, or does he really believe it?
He knows Fred doesn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
And by the way, he's 80 years old, and his favorite band is the Foo Fighters.
Nice.
He's 80, and his favorite band is Foo Fighters.
Dave would love that.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Dave should invite Fred and your dad to a show. Right?
He just flew out to Vegas by himself to see them.
With Fred.
He's not by himself ever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, because Fred lives under the refrigerator.
Oh, okay. So. Can't leave under.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I hope that refrigerator never breaks down. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. I love that. That's awesome.
I do too.
It just sounds like a Fred on the shelf sort of thing. Is Fred watching her all the time? Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. You have an imaginary friend?
No, but my son had a very interesting one, and his imaginary friend had a girlfriend.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
So two imaginary friends.
His name was Tinted, and his girlfriend's name was Timpany.
Huh. And then did the first friend show up and then the girlfriend eventually, or how did that work?
She would come around sometime.
How long did that go on?
It went on for a few years. I would say from maybe 3 or 4 till about 5 or 6. And then one day, Tempted fell out the upstairs window and he died.
Wow. Wow, that's a little brutal.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, by any chance, was his imaginary girlfriend from Canada? Because a lot of imaginary girlfriends are from Canada.
Yeah. Probably. He was an odd child.
We have $1,600 to give away.
Damn straight we do.
$1,600 in the KLOS high-low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 74.
And that was too high.
Correct.
So come down. Come down off your mountain. What's with your 74 guesses?
818-955. KLOS caller 13 automatically gets Foo Fighter tickets. They're playing the Bank of California Stadium August 18th or 20th.
Yeah, and those tickets on sale right this second via Ticketmaster.com. But if you're caller 13, you for sure win those and then get to play our precious little game with us. Good luck. Call now. 818-955-KLOS.
Operators are standing by.
Your call is very important to us.
It's the KLOS Hilo game. Who is this?
Hey, this is Darren.
Hey, Darren.
You're caller 13.
Oh, man. That's so cool.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. That's so awesome.
You automatically win tickets to see Foo Fighters August 18th or 20th at the Bank of California Stadium, and you get a shot at the KLOS Hilo game.
All right, so step up to the wheel, whatever the hell that means. And last guess was 74. That was too high. It's a number between 0 and 95. So what do you think it should be, Darren?
69.
Probably. That's too low. Yeah. Probably the most guessed number, easily.
I don't know. If we had, has it ever been 69 through this? I think it was once.
Don't know. We have to do it randomly, though. Yeah. So otherwise, it would always be 69. What? We'd get one caller, and they would get it right. And we'd have to give them the money.
Well, that turns out to be too low, but who cares? You're going to see the Foo Fighters, man.
Oh, that'd be sweet, man. That'd be a great concert.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in time for What We Learned.
What did we learn today?
In a Nova Scotia mall, there's a talking Christmas tree. The tree is 60 feet tall and talks through a giant clown head.
That is as terrifying as it sounds.
I don't know why, but it's beloved by everybody there, apparently.
The ones who are traumatized for life by it, that is.
Saudi Arabia has a beauty contest for camels.
Hey, and that has led us to a brand new correspondent.
That's right, Manny Ramirez.
Very exciting.
He was live from Saudi Arabia.
It was terribly exciting.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
There's a huge scandal because some of the trainers are cheating with Botox on the camels.
And it turns out he's helping.
And on their toes as well. And we're Christmas parties. Some advice, don't drink.
Better yet, don't go. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
It wasn't until this day in rock in the year 2000 when U2 finally made their first ever appearance on Saturday Night Live.